Why I write. I don't think I can separate my writing from my reading. They're both about discovery and exploration and stealing from other people's lives and histories and times and places. I started writing stories as soon as I could write and read. It didn't occur to me to wonder why. Maybe it's better not to. I wrote all through my childhood, often to escape, and I always thought that a writer was what I was going to be. I was even quite practical about this. When a leaflet about a touch-typing evening class in the co-op hall on Holloway Road came through the letterbox, I begged my mother to let me do it. If I was going to be a writer, I needed to be able to type fast, didn't I? And I had no illusions about my handwriting. Bash, bash, bash. There was something peculiarly satisfying about seeing the words appear like that. They looked more real somehow. Those stories and diaries I still wrote by hand in hardback notebooks and hid under a loose floorboard in the corner of my bedroom. And then I did an English degree. And I measured myself against the greats and found myself wanting. And anyway, the author was dead and there was no outside text. So instead of writing, I wrote about writing and tried to do world-improving things. And then I started telling stories through radio instead and didn't think of myself as a writer at all. Eventually, I did a PhD about Timbuktu, but really about storytelling and place and the imagination. And I worked my way back to what I still think of as proper writing, back to where I began, telling my own stories. But I still write to find out, to see what I can make of something that's new to me, to spread the word, to make connections and try on alternative lives and invite others to do the same. I like the thought that writing can change things. I like writing for young people, because the books you read when you're young, the ones you really care about, those books seem to last longest and sink in deepest. I like and hate the difficulty of writing, and with each new book I try something I've not tried before. I know every time I start again that there's a particular thing I need to crack, my could-do-better element. I can't do the same thing twice, and I can't imagine ever writing a series. Except maybe I can, because that would be the challenge. I'm afraid writing often makes me feel grim. I think I've set myself an impossible task. I'll never be able to do it. I care too much about what people think. I want to be able to make a living from this thing, and that's hard. But it also makes me feel lucky. I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. I'm opening windows.